USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Biden administration is going against a court ruling and forgiving over $1 billion of student loan debt. Borrowers who are in the Saving on the Valuable Education or SAVE program who have made at least 10 years of payments will be receiving an email from the president soon. That amounts to an estimated 153,000 borrowers. There's been an influx of illegal immigrants who aren't arriving from Central America, but instead Asian countries where the United States doesn't have strong data-sharing partnerships. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is raising alarms over the lack of vetting of these illegal immigrants, calling the issue a national security concern.
Realistically, what they have is a 10-year get-out-of-visa free. And that's the policy of this president. It's brought us in over 8 million additional people without vetting in most, if not all, cases, and without any chance of removing them under this administration.
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace is on Fox News talking about her state's upcoming primary election. Representative Mace comments on the recent civil fraud verdict from a New York judge barring former President Donald Trump from running his business in the state for 3 years, in addition to $350 million in fines.
What the American people are seeing and what I hear on the ground here in South Carolina is they see a two-tiered system of justice, a double standard, one for Donald Trump and one for everybody else. And that's why you're seeing the enthusiasm ratchet up in the wake of this election on Saturday.
A Los Angeles woman remains detained in Russia after being accused of treason. Russian authorities alleging the dual national raised funds in support of Ukraine. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
President Biden's brother, James Biden, was giving closed-door testimony on Wednesday related to the House impeachment investigation of the president. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin comments about the case of a former FBI informant who was used as a source in the House Republican probe, but now is charged with lying about the Biden family's foreign business ties.
The foundation of the whole impeachment investigation were the allegations that were advanced by Smirnoff and then reported in that FBI Form 1023. And yesterday it all exploded.
The wife of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is continuing to protest her husband's potential extradition back to the United States. He's facing spying charges from the United States. Stella Assange speaking with protesters outside London's High Court, which is hearing the case.
What they're trying to argue is that state secrets trump revealing state crimes.
A new survey from KFF reveals health expenses are a major financial worry for American adults. The poll highlighting that the fear of unexpected medical bills and the expense of health care services are a primary financial concern among adults. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.